Welcome to Science Blogger of the Year, Rebecca Crewe. How are you doing?
Hi, good, thanks.
Now, this is appropriate because it's not only in the roller derby world that people get to give silly and awesome names to things.
Yeah, I mean, paleontologists seem to be like a really fun bunch, and they just, you know, they go for whatever name they want, and sort of there can be some really ridiculous names.
So we're talking about dinosaurs.
Yeah, dinosaurs. So I guess you kind of, in that industry, you kind of have to have a bit of a sense of humour because you're basically just digging up old extinct lizards.
Well, Tyrannosaurus Rex is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Brachiosaurus, it's not so good.
Sometimes they can be serious, but then other times they're not quite so serious. So they found a new dinosaur and they called it Brontomerus, which means thunder thighs.
That's no good. I mean, I know the thing's extinct.
Yeah.
But still.
It's still mean.
Yeah. It's why. Now, Brontomerus, which means thunder thighs. Why did they call this poor extinct dinosaur thunder thighs?
Well, they found it. There were 100 million year old fossils that they found in a quarry in Utah. And unfortunately, this quarry had actually been looted by a bunch of amateur sort of fossil hunters. So by the time the museum got there.
I love that there's amateur fossil hunters.
It's so bad. And so by the time the museum guys got there, the Museum of Oklahoma, they found they had about 10% of these bones left. And they kind of sat in the museum basement from, you know, since 1994 before a guy called Mike Taylor from the University College London actually started identifying them. And what he did was, fortunately, they had a really well-preserved hip bone. And he compared that to all the different types of dinosaurs that we know and found out that this hip bone is proportionately, you know, much bigger than any other hip bones in this particular dinosaur that they've ever found. So the type of dinosaur that they found...
It actually did have thunder thighs.
It had thunder thighs.
That's no good.
And the best bit is the type of dinosaur that it's from is a sauropod, which are these, like, the giant four-legged long-necked ones.
Okay.
So if you've ever seen Land Before Time, Littlefoot, with the long neck, he was the sauropod.
Is it like is it the brachiosaur?
Yeah, like a brachiosaur, exactly. Yeah. So this kind of dinosaur, which are the huge, huge dinosaurs. So this thing had really, really big hips.
So how big? How many? If I'm standing next to this guy, to thunder thighs.
Yeah. Well, he's not, in comparison to other sauropods, he's not, you know, the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have been a bit bigger than an elephant.
Right.
And they actually found a littler one, which is the size of a cow, so it would have been the baby one. but, the funny thing is that they're not even the biggest sauropods, but they had the biggest hips of all the sauropods. And the way that the bone that they found was the ilium, which is the bit that connects the thigh to the torso. So you've got, like, two sides of your pelvis and they both connect. And because it was so elongated, they can see that there were a lot of muscle attachments in this bone, which means that it probably had a really powerful kick.
So you wouldn't be calling it thunder thighs to its face.
Definitely not.
That is awesome.